This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic. Fantastic with Dr. Michio Kaku. I'm a professor of theoretical physics at the City College and the City University of New York. And on Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries that are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And if you want to be part of the action, if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, why don't you give us a call? The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down. 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you give us your name, call letters to the radio station and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make, but never had the gumption to do it. Well, this is your opportunity. Let's say you're listening to the radio and something pops up, something that catches your fancy, but hey, you're all alone. There's no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call at 612-564-8135. And no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio, because chances are, if you have a question, chances are hundreds of other people have exactly that same dumb question that isn't so dumb after all. For example, years ago, there was a 26-year-old young man who looked up in the sky and he saw the moon. He said to himself that, will apples fall? And then he asked the key question which changed human history. He said, does the moon also fall? And then he very quickly visualized the fact that just like you throw a baseball farther and farther away from the base of a mountaintop, let's say, that if you threw a baseball fast enough from the top of a mountain, it would go all the way around the earth and hit you on the back of your head. In fact, he said, that's like the orbit of the moon. The moon is in free fall. Well, that man was Isaac Newton. He wrote down the laws of gravity and the laws of mechanics, and he ushered in what we call the Industrial Revolution. From an era of magic, witchcraft, voodoo, he created the laws of motion. The laws of motion used in every engine, every rocket, in every machine. We owe a debt to a man who asked the stupid question, does the moon also fall? And so once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Or go to my Facebook site, Michio Kaku, and we have 3 million fans on Facebook. We have about 1 million fans on Twitter. So find out what all the excitement is about. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity. Humanity in Outer Space. What happens if one day we go into outer space and colonize Mars, terraform that planet? What happens if one day we have an insurance policy, a settlement on another world in outer space? Is that really the future of humanity? We'll find out. And once again, if you want to interact with me directly, give me a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, well, without further ado, let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Lloyd. I'm calling from Tacoma, Washington. And my preface to my question is, a lot of time and effort was recently put into colorizing some of Matthew Brady's and other Civil War era photographers to bring them back to life, so to speak, with natural color. My question is, does panchromatic film, which records the entire spectrum, would it inadvertently record color at the molecular level so that we could go back maybe with some kind of electron microscope or something and bring color out of old black and white photographs? When you go to the dark room, you're using orthochromatic materials usually. So that's why you see dark rooms. When you see a dark room in a movie, it's under a red light because those materials are not sensitive to the red end of the spectrum. But panchromatic, as you know, records the entire spectrum. So my question is, do you think that panchromatic old glass plate photographs and negatives could be colorized scientifically?
Okay, well, you ask a very interesting question because we do have a lot of old prints going back to the Civil War, prints involving Abraham Lincoln, certain events in American history, and you're asking a question about the and reproduce. No. Okay, let me take the entire... Okay, I'll take the entire answer, okay? Is that all right? Okay. Okay. Well, you're absolutely right that given the old pictures going back to the Civil War, that we can extract volumes of information that we thought was lost. However, now you're talking about the molecular level, and then we have a problem. You see, even though pictures were taken 150 years ago, pictures involving Abraham Lincoln and certain key events in the American Civil War, there's a limit to the resolution of these plates. So yes, in principle, if these plates had were digitized, it's possible to extract images all the way down to the digital level. However, these old photographs use old optics. Optics that were not refined, and as a consequence, much of the information was lost, especially when you go down to the molecular level, because the wavelength of light is larger than a molecule. And as a consequence, you lose information by imprinting it on a photographic film. So the answer to your question is maybe. In other words, it is possible to extract more information from something that's been digitized, but there's a limit. Because of the limit of resolution of your measuring device. And that's why you think that if something is digitized, you can go all the way down to the molecular level. No, you can't. Because the wavelength of light is much larger than the wavelength of a molecule. So in the future, expect more and more advances in being able to extract information from ancient sources of light. But there's a limit, and the limit is given by the wavelength of light itself. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Cocker. This is Gary, and I use your link on your website to listen to your show on the computer. I'm calling from the San Francisco Bay Area, and my question is about the solstice. When it happened last month, I started making note on my weather app on my iPhone about the sunrise and sunset times, watching the day expand, which I assumed would be symmetrical. But instead, the sunsets were outpacing the earliness of the sunrises, and to the point where a month later, the sunrise is only a couple of minutes earlier than it was, yet the sunset is over 20 minutes later than it was. And I'm just wondering how that could be. Thank you very much.
Well, first of all, let me break down what the solstice is and why it's so important. To be very clear, the solstice represents the shortest day and the longest day of the year. Now, the ancients knew this. In fact, the ancients actually knew there were 365 days in a year. I'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Call that number and ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make on national radio. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Stendavite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. And we had a question about the solstice. And also, how did the ancients know there were 365 days in a year? First of all, the ancients did not have machines. They did not have telescopes. They did not have watches. So how were they using basically eyesight able to tell there were 365, not 364, not 366, but 365 days in a year? And it has to deal with the solstice. When you look at the exact point on the horizon where the sun rises, you can mark that down mentally. You don't need an advanced instrument to know exactly the point at which the sun rises. And then look at that point every day, every morning when the sun rises or the sun sets, and you begin to realize that it moves. The point at which the sun rises in the east or sets in the west moves every day. It goes back and forth, back and forth. On one end is the solstice of winter. On the other end is the solstice of summer. And how many days does it take to make a round trip? 365. So that's how the ancients were able to figure out how many days there were in a year. And so the ancients, yeah. So the ancients, without any telescopes, any stopwatches, any instrument other than the human eyeball, were able to tell the length of the year, the precise day at which you have the summer solstice and the winter solstice, and it would coincide with December 21st, and they would celebrate these things, and that perhaps is the origin of Christmas. Some historians have speculated that the winter solstice was a pagan holiday, and the crops were harvested, the crops were fermenting. There was nothing left to do in the middle of winter except celebrate and get drunk and have a great time. So December 21st was always a great pagan holiday. And the early Christians, realizing that their Christmas was not celebrated by that many people, said to themselves, well, if you can't beat them, join them. And according to legend, they moved Christmas over to coincide with the winter solstice. Now, you can time this now because we do have watches, we do have the ability to time these things with instruments, and it should be symmetrical. So I'm not exactly sure why it was not symmetrical. But the times of the sun moving toward the solstice and away from the solstice should be more or less symmetrical. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Yes, hello, Dr. Michio. I really enjoy your show. It's mind-expanding and exercises my mind and my imagination. And I listen on K-Talk Radio in Salt Lake City. And thank you for answering my question about non-locality, quantum. And now I'm interested in the observer effect. I mean, what is this about the, if you have a slit and you shoot a electron or light wave through a slit, and then if you put two slits, well then the observer, it can change which slit it goes through or something. I don't quite get this. Sure, appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Michio.
Okay, well, this is an experiment that we show our freshmen and sophomores at college, and it freaks people out because we think that the electron is a dot. It's a point particle. It exists at one place at one period of time. It does not have two locations at the same time. I mean, think about it for a moment. Can you be two places at the same time? No, right? So what we do is we take a sheet of paper with two slits in it, two tiny holes in it, and we shoot a beam of electrons at these two holes. Now, common sense tells you that the electron went through the top hole or the bottom hole. Therefore, on the other side, on the other side of the sheet of paper, you should get an image of one place where the electron hit the top hole, or an image where the electron hit the bottom hole, you should see two points. However, when you actually do the experiment, you don't get two points at all. You get bands. Bands which are typical of waves. So if two waves go through two holes, the two waves interfere, giving you bands. And so you say to yourself, now how can that be? The electron is a point particle. It goes to either the top hole or the bottom hole. It does not go through two holes at the same time. So how can it interfere with itself? Waves, of course, are extended. The left part of the wave can interact with the right part of the same wave, giving you an interference pattern. Now, if you want to see this interference pattern, take a bath tonight. When you take a bath tonight, simply pat the surface of the wave, of the water, and you'll see a crisscross pattern, a pattern that looks like a spider web of all the waves interfering with itself. Now, waves can interfere with themselves, but how can a particle interfere with itself when a particle is a point particle? Well, you go nuts thinking about this, but that's just the way it is. Light has both wave and particle properties, but so do electrons as well. Sometimes electrons can act like a wave. Sometimes electrons can act like a particle. So how do we resolve this question today? The modern way of looking at it is that the electron is a dot. It's a point particle. But the universe splits in half. In one universe, the electron went through the top hole. In another universe, the electron went through the bottom hole, and the universe keeps on splitting. Now, if you think that's nuts, realize that that is one of the main ways of resolving this paradox of how can you be two places at the same time. This is called the many worlds theory. If you want to know more about this, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, where we talk about how it's possible that you can be two places at the same time. Some people think that's nuts. Well, it is nuts, but it's called quantum mechanics. And quantum mechanics makes possible lasers, transistors, computers. All the wonders of electronics that you see in your living room are a byproduct of the fact that electrons can be two places at the same time. Get used to it. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Scott Van Zyl, Pensacola, Florida. I wanted to suggest the possibility of sending ferric meteors in the atmosphere of Venus to react with the sulfuric acid to produce ferric sulfate, oxygen, and water. Thank you.
Okay, well, people have thought of many ingenious chemical schemes to terraform Venus. So let me explain. To terraform a planet means to try to recreate, reshape the atmosphere so it looks like the atmosphere of the Earth so people can live on it. There have been many schemes to terraform Mars. Mars is the number one ideal target because Venus is a hellhole. Even though science fiction writers have written about the beautiful lakes and tropical environment of Venus, actually the temperature of Venus is 900 degrees hotter than a baker's oven. The surface of Venus is so hot that it's actually molten. It is actually hotter than the melting point of many ordinary metals. If you were to walk on the surface of Venus, your feet would sink into a pool of metal, because that's how hot the surface of Venus is. It also has a very thick cloud cover, so thick that it reflects sunlight, making Venus the brightest object in the night sky. However, the atmosphere is bright because it has droplets of sulfuric acid. When it rains on Venus, it rains sulfuric acid. So it's a horrible, horrible planet to live on. First, if you were to walk on Venus, your boots would sink into molten metal. You would be crushed by the atmospheric pressure, which is 100 times that of the atmospheric pressure of the Earth. You'd be crushed to death. And then whatever's left over would be burnt alive by sulfuric acid. Now, given that fact, there are some people who say, well, let's seed Venus with certain chemicals to try to turn sulfuric acid into something that's neutral. Well, you can imagine the enormous problem in trying to terraform Mars. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, his father urged St. Louis County's top prosecutor to reopen the investigation into the white police officer who fatally shot the unarmed 18-year-old black man.
5 years today, I lost my firstborn, my only son. It was a day I thought I would never see, a day that has changed my life forever. Although I have been forced to learn how to cope with his absence, I would never guess the fact that my son would no longer be heard and justice has not been served.
Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, the county's first black prosecutor, took office in January. Bell would not say whether his office would reopen the case, but said it's doing everything it can to understand the underlying issues that contributed to the tragic death. That shooting led to weeks of protests that included looting and violent confrontations between demonstrators and police. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, if you want to be part of the March of Science, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letter to the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you, because on Science Fantastic, we answer your questions. This is your hour to be part of the March of Science. And once again, go to my website if you want to know more about my work. Website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And find out about the books that I've written, about the Twitter feed, about the Facebook site. Find out about what I'm doing by going to mkaku.org. Okay, well, before the break, we had a quick question about Venus, and that is it possible to terraform Venus? Well, to be very frank, most people have given up because the atmosphere is so toxic. Atmospheric pressure 100 times the pressure of the Earth. It rains sulfuric acid. The surface of Venus is molten because it is about 900 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, some visionaries have thought that maybe we could put balloons. Balloons that would then float on the top of the atmosphere. And that would be a way to colonize Venus. Well, in principle, yes. You could put balloons on the surface, on the top of the atmosphere, and they would float. You can actually do the math and show that these balloons would float. But that's it. You would never be able to leave the balloon. You'd never be able to land on the surface of Venus. And why bother? Why bother to spend all that money to put balloons on the surface of Venus? I think Mars is a much better place to look to terraform another planet. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Tamara, and I was calling because my cousin swears that the Earth is flat and that we are living in a dome. And I want to know if there's anything we can look up or tell him to prove that the Earth is round. Thank you.
Well, okay. There's several things you can do to somebody who believes that the Earth is flat. One possibility is to go on an airplane and have them go around the Earth. I've done it many times. I've actually flown completely around the Earth. If you don't have the money for that, on an airplane, you can look outside and see the curvature. You can actually see the curvature of the Earth because when you're on an airplane, you're traveling at about 35,000 feet above the surface of the Earth. That's about 7 miles. At 7 miles, you are high enough to see the curvature of the Earth as you are in a ship. And in a few more years, if you have $200,000, you'll be able to go right into outer space. Spaceship 2 and also the Blue Origin rocket program of Jeff Bezos, both rockets will take you to the very edge of the atmosphere itself. Or another possibility is going in a balloon. From a balloon, you can begin to see the bare outlines of the surface of the Earth. But again, a simple airplane trip would take you 7 miles above the surface of the Earth, which is sufficient to see the curvature of the Earth. But hey, sometimes you're not going to win no matter what you say to some people. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. You're not going to get a busy signal. You'll get right to us. Be sure to leave your name, call letters to the radio station, the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Ask that question that you've always wanted to ask but never had the opportunity. Or one day maybe your kids. Your kids will ask you a homework question about science that'll leave you stumped. Well, just don't sit there. Get to the telephone. Call 612-564-8135 and put them on. Put them on radio and have that question answered on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
This is James Hetfield, listening to station K7265A2. I was wondering if the government did come across aliens, if we did get a signal, would the government really tell us, or would they just keep it hidden from us like they do everything else? Thank you.
Well, I can only speculate, of course, but if I was in the military and I one day came across a crashed flying saucer with alien bodies inside, I would take the step of, well, securing the site and putting it in a place where the press and curiosity seekers can't get access to, and basically keep it a secret. That'd be the way to go. And of course, reverse engineer whatever satellite technology, whatever rocket technology these aliens have mastered. However, that doesn't prove that this actually happened. It just says that, well, that's probably the most logical point of view from the military. Now, the military, of course, has denied everything, but realize that the military has admitted that it also lied about many of these incidents. In the other direction, the military actually allowed many of these stories to propagate because it would detract from what is actually happening in the laboratories. We know, for example, that the stealth bomber was perfected during the 1970s and 80s in a time when there were a lot of UFO sightings. And we know that the military used these UFO sightings as a cover. as a cover for the stealth bomber. And now we have hypersonic drones, hypersonic cruise missiles. That's the latest buzzword. These are missiles that travel between Mach 5 and Mach 20, 5 to 20 times the speed of sound. These are missiles that are maneuverable, that can outmaneuver any Star Wars system. That's why they're being perfected. They're invulnerable to an attack because of the fact that they can maneuver. And as a consequence of that fact, they could, in fact, have generated some of these sightings of UFOs. Many pilots have said that they've encountered an object which is maneuverable and suddenly vanishes, travels faster than any known aircraft. That could be, I'm not saying it is, but it could be a hypersonic device being tested by the military. Now, I'm a scientist. We believe in things that are testable, reproducible, and falsifiable. Unfortunately, until we actually capture a flying saucer, it's hard to say one thing or another. Now, for those of you who've been kidnapped by a flying saucer, for those of you who've been abducted, I have one piece of advice, and that is the next time you're in a flying saucer, for God's sake, steal something. I don't care what you steal. An alien chip, an alien paperclip, an alien pen, anything, steal something, because there's no law against stealing from an extraterrestrial civilization. No law whatsoever against stealing from an alien craft. And then you'll have bragging rights afterwards. So eyesight is not enough. We need hard evidence in the form of alien technology. Remember that the next time you are in a flying saucer. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Armand from Queens, and I was wondering how long do you think before people are able to re-feel touch or external stimuli in places they've been paralyzed? Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Yeah, well, if you want to know more about how we've been able to interface advanced science and neurology, get a copy of my book, The Future of the Mind, where I talk about these kinds of technologies. A whole book talking about how physicists are being able to probe the nature of thinking itself and interface with the human nervous system. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call into the radio station and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question that you've always wanted to ask. Or you can actually go to my website. It tells you how to get on Science Fantastic. The website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Or if you want to ask a question on social media, go to my Twitter site at Michio Kaku. And on Twitter, we have about 1 million people that pick up my tweets on Twitter. Or Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. So give us a call, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Okay, moving on now. Let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Ken. I'm calling for Dr. Kaku, listening on GCN. I'd like to ask about the nature of music, in particular the mathematics behind music. For example, if an alien were to listen to a song that a human had wrote and found appealing, would he not feel the same, appeal towards that music based on the fact that it's oftentimes, controlled by the Fibonacci sequence or the golden ratio in terms of compositions? So if a human were to find a song interesting, when an alien look at this way, in this way that galaxies and the skies follow the same spiral structure as, like, for example, a Nautilus shell? Thank you for your time.
Well, it's hard to say what an alien aesthetics would be like, but we can say something about the different species on the planet Earth and also the nature of music itself. It turns out that 2,000 years ago, the Greeks, Pythagoras, worked out the mathematics of music. That's right, 2,000 years ago. And he did it by looking at a lyre string. If you take a look at a lyre string or a guitar string, you realize that the two ends of the string are fixed, meaning that only certain vibrations are allowed. You can have integer or half-integer modes on a violin string, but not anything in between. And so by plucking a string, the ancient Greeks were able to work out the mathematics of music, thirds, fifths, octaves, and they even created a philosophy around music. And they thought that perhaps music was the paradigm by which we could understand the universe. Now today, of course, we have biologists who study the animal kingdom. And where do we find music in the animal kingdom? Well, crickets crick and birds chirp. But why? Well, crickets quick because they're looking for mates. And scientists have been able to analyze the physics of bird tweets, and they find a regularity and a pattern. Very interesting. They find, first of all, birds which tweet in a very healthy, resonant way attract more females because they are advertising the fact that they are healthy, they are free of parasites, and by simply listening to their tweets, you can hear that they are healthier than normal. Second, the complexity of the music. It turns out that birds which had more complex musical notes had the most mates. And so here we have an evolutionary reason to perfect music. Music advertises the fact that you are healthy, you are free of parasites, that you can digest complex notes and patterns of music, advertising the fact that you are fit and healthy and ready to mate. Now let's take a look at humans. If you are Martian coming down to the Earth, you'd see that every society has music. So you say to yourself, aha, being a Martian, looking at Earthlings for the first time, because all Earthlings like music, you'd say there must be a gene, a music gene. Just like birds have a music gene, just like crickets have a music gene, there must be a genetic basis to it. And of course, if you look at songs, and you were to run songs through a computer, the computer would say, impartially speaking, that almost all songs are about love. Almost all songs are about human emotions attached to love between two individuals. And of course, that again involves evolution, that you want to advertise the fact that you are available, that you are healthy, that you are ready to mate. And, of course, these are the attributes of someone who's trying to take an evolutionary head start by finding a mate. And so we think that on Earth, almost all the higher animals have some form of communication which resembles some form of music. Even though we may not recognize it as music, the other animals do. In the terms of chirping and in terms of tweeting, animals have this characteristic, and therefore in outer space, aliens may also have this, because aliens probably evolved from lower forms, and if so, then they may also like music. But of course, it's hard to say for sure, because no one, of course, has ever bumped into an alien. By the way, one question I often get is, when we do bump into aliens from outer space, what are they going to look like? Well, take a look at humans. What do humans have that help to propel us into becoming the dominant species on the planet Earth? Well, first of all, we have eyesight, the eyesight of a predator, because predators are smarter than prey. We talk about dumb bunnies and sly foxes, because if you are a predator, you have to understand the characteristics of the prey. We have an opposable thumb to manipulate the environment, and we have a language. That are the three basic characteristics that propelled us to become intelligent. And I think intelligent life in outer space must also have these three characteristics. Well, unfortunately, our time is up for Science Fantastic. Once again, you can always tune in, and you can get on Science Fantastic by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. Ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you, and you can get on Science Fantastic. Once again, 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.